The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission heard testimony this week on pending regulations over the state's 50,000 active oil and gas wells. Oil and gas companies currently provide bonds to the state to cover potential cleanup and mitigation costs in the event an operator abandons a well. According to Colorado Newsline, activists have long criticized Colorado's existing bond requirements as inadequate, claiming the rules let operators off the hook from the industry's growing financial risk. Critics are now saying the latest draft rules are even worse than the agency's existing regulations. Oil and gas operators oppose the proposal the state created in June. Environmental groups say the proposed regulatory definition of an inactive well will allow operators to manipulate the system by producing tiny amounts of fluid from a well in order to maintain an active status and to avoid higher bonding requirements. Colorado Newsline reports environmentalists are also pressing the commission to do away with blanket financial assurance bonds, which allow operators to insure large portfolios for only a fraction of the potential cost to plug and clean up a well site. Industry officials are claiming full-cost bonding will create severe financial and underwriting burdens for operators or force operators out of business. A black-footed ferret, North America's rarest mammal, was found in a Pueblo West homeowner's garage. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The homeowner coaxed the lean-bodied ferret into a box. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife conservationist said it was extremely rare for a black-footed ferret, an elusive and nocturnal species, to seek shelter in a garage. The Colorado Sun reports that this black-footed ferret, one of North America's most endangered species, was one of nine released about 2 weeks ago onto a 1,600-acre prairie dog colony south of U.S. 50 on Walker Ranch. The release of the ferrets was part of a conservation effort to restore the species. CPW conservation biologist Ed Schmall said they put them into prairie dog burrows, but sometimes they move around the colony looking for the right home. He said that after making sure the ferret was healthy and not starving, wildlife officers returned it back into the prairie dog field. The ferrets hunt the prairie dogs in their own shelter. According to the National Park Service, one ferret eats one prairie dog about every 3 days. Biologists with the agency have released more than 120 black-footed ferrets on Walker Ranch since 2013. According to the World Wildlife Fund, fewer than 500 black-footed ferrets live in the wild today. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Denver Department of Transportation and Infrastructure announced this week the city will implement a new trash recycling and compost collection schedule next year as a result of a driver shortage. The Denver Gazette reports the agency has kept up with most collections despite a worker shortage, but the amount of overtime and weekend work has increased. Under the change, drivers will operate on a 4-day collection schedule beginning January 3rd as compared to the current 5-day schedule. 70% of Denver residents will have a new day of the week for their household collection. Next month's WasteWise newsletter will provide information on new household collection dates. Just over 1,500 people responded to a recent Boulder County survey seeking public input on how the county should spend $63.3 million in federal funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. Officials revealed initial findings from the survey during a public meeting of the county commissioners on Wednesday. According to the Longmont Leader, outreach specialists brought the survey to communities throughout Boulder County, particularly the Latinx and mountain communities, where initial outreach met distrust. Many held concerns about whether their opinion mattered or had any effect. 27% of respondents reported negative economic impacts from COVID, including pandemic-related job loss causing delinquency on rent, mortgage, property taxes, and leaving families unable to meet other needs. Wednesday's meeting also highlighted challenges of small businesses and nonprofits in providing competitive salaries and maintaining a workforce in face of larger companies. County officials will make a full report of the survey findings available to the public on November 18th at the county's ARPA webpage. Boulder County has until 2024 to spend the federal funds. Colorado Congressional Representative Ken Buck introduced a bipartisan bill this week aiming to allow users to opt out from having personal data-driven algorithms select the content they see. To support the bill, Buck said in a statement that consumers should be able to engage with internet platforms without being manipulated by secret algorithms driven by user-specific data. Colorado Newsline reports the bill, called the Filter Bubble Transparency Act, is similar to Senate legislation introduced in June and would apply to platforms that collect data from at least 1 million users and that have earnings of more than $50 million per year. The Federal Trade Commission would be the agency tasked with enforcing the legislation. According to Colorado Newsline, Buck has been an outspoken critic of monopolistic technology companies and helped form in July an anti-big tech caucus. Today's weather along the Upper Metro Front Range includes sunny skies with a high reaching 53. Tonight's skies will be mostly clear with lows in the upper 30s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.